CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node, number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Suzanne Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Any formal traffic or bulletins for the net at the moment, so we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. Web check-ins have a couple of administrative tasks here. Got our pre-net check-in functionality, which again is available on the bars.cc website. Gives folks who may not be in the area outside of RF range no Echolink access or just not going to be available during the net time frame to check in and keep in touch with us and just make sure we get you noted in here for the net for that particular evening. And again, if you look on the bars.cc website, there should be a link to the net pre check in. You just fill out your name and call sign and post it there, and we'll get you checked in. Got quite a few pre-check-ins here, so I'm going to let it drop, and we'll try and move through these as quick as we can. Stand by. Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. That's Andrew. Andrew's over in Simpsonville, so good to get him in. Up next, we got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR, and Mel's over in Prosperity. Up next, we have Fred and his sweetheart. That's Fred's call sign, Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM. And Fred brings along his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4 India Echo India, N4IEI. And Fred and Isla are over in Traveler's Rest, so good to get them in here. Up next, we got Don. That's Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. And Don's always good to get in here. I like seeing him in there. And Don brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec, KG4QLQ. So good to get Don and Linda logged in here as well. Up next, we got our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's KI4LZI. Kilo India 4 Lima, Zulu, India. And good to see Andy's name on the list as well. Up next, we got Tony. That's November 4 Anti-Submarine Warfare, N4ASW. November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey. So good to get checking in from Asheville. Up next, we got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. Goodness, got almost messed up Kurt's call there. KM4BLH, and Kurt's over in Greenville. So good to get him in here. Another name I like to see in the list. I like to hear him around every now and then. Jack, that's Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel Foxtrot, KJ4UHF. So good to see him in there. Up next, got one of our local VEs with the West Cars VEC team. That's Jim, Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra. Okay, Jim, good to get you in here. Up next, we've got Richard and his family, some of our net controllers here. Up first, we've got Richard. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. And Richard brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Sally. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4. You and Miss Sally in here, and their daughter Ashley. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4ACL. And Richard also brings along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club's call sign. That's Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV. And a little over halfway through the list, I'm going to let this drop, take a breath, and I'll be right back to finish up. In the list, we got Brian. That's Kilo Mike 4 Juliet Whiskey Papa, KM4JWP. And Brian's over in Spartanburg. work. So, Brian, good to get you checked in. Up next, we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. And Jerry's over in Anderson, so good to get him logged in here. Up next, we've got Ben, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Zulu, Echo, Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's over in Simpsonville, so good to get him in here as well. Up next, our friend over in Malden, that's Pat, K4OSH, Kilo, 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. So good to see Pat's name in there as well. Up next, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-Ray, KO4RAX. And Jim's over in Easley, so good to get him logged in here. Almost to the bottom of the list, got Jerry. That's November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, N4JBM. And Jerry's over in Campobello, so good to get him checked in. Scott, Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott's over in Greenville. Up next, got our friend John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina, KN4RJN. I like to hear John checking in via Echo Link, but we'll get him checked in here via the pre-net check-in anyway. Last but not least in that group, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And Dave's over in Easley. So, again, that finishes out our net pre-check-in, so I'm going to let this drop one more time, and then we'll move on to new check-ins and new hams in the area. Pause just for a moment and welcome any new hams to the area. New hams, new ham call signs. Anybody not familiar with check-in procedures for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Again, we want to make it a welcoming and open net to the hams that are around. I'd like to welcome anybody. If they're not familiar with how to check in the procedures, I know sometimes keying up that mic may be a little intimidating, but if you just throw your call sign out or call net control, and we'll walk you through it. So new hams only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR net control. Long pause there. I know I'm kind of slow on the mic. I usually leave a little pause there, but doesn't sound like we have any new hams at the moment. So we'll go on move to our EchoLink stations. One moment here. Looks like there's nobody signed in to the EchoLink node, so we don't necessarily have to check in with those, but I'll keep an eye on the EchoLink node, see if we have any EchoLink stations checking in here later. So we'll go ahead and move on to the part we've all been waiting for, the RF check-ins. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta Group. A through D, beginning the suffix every call. If you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave Van Greer, negative and negative.
AI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel and Taylors.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4HR, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative, 73 to the net.
4HR, and Mr. Mike, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary, also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mike. All on the net. And have a good evening.
Long pause there. We'll go ahead and acknowledge that excellent group of check-ins here as we start off our RF check-ins on a Saturday night for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Goodness, Rick, sorry about that. Messing up Michelle's call there. Couldn't get it out. But Rick, sounds good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you stopping by and bringing the family with us. Up next, we've got our net manager. That's Dave. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And Dave, appreciate everything you do and the schedule for next year and keeping us again headed in the right direction and keeping the net going. So, Dave, good to hear you, my friend. Definitely appreciate everything you do. Up next, we've got Daniel. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DETY. And Daniel's over in Taylor, so Daniel, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Up next, we've got Keith. That's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. And Keith sounded good into the repeater. Up next, we've got Doug. That's November 4, Alpha Hotel. Oh, sorry, I can't even read my screen here. Sorry about that. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. And Doug's over in Walhalla. And Doug, appreciate you coming by. Sorry I messed up your call there. My glasses are playing tricks on me. That O looked like a Q on my screen. I think I've got a little dust on there or something. But Doug, appreciate you coming by. And just to make sure I got you in here correctly, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. So, Doug, good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by. And last but not least, our Wednesday night net controller, that's Gary, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY. And Gary, good to see you this morning. Always appreciate that face-to-face QSO. Love the radio, but talking in person is always a little bit better. Just a scotch. But anyway, hope you guys are staying warm and safe tonight. And Gary, appreciate you stopping by and tell Miss Joy we said hello. One more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll slide down the alphabet just a little bit further. Echo through Hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. K04HKX, that's Patrick, Mike, and thank you for calling the net.
4HR, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Pause there, just making sure nobody was slower on the mic than me. So go ahead and acknowledge those folks that checked in the Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, we got Patrick up in Penrose, North Carolina. And Patrick, as always, excellent signal into the repeater. But Patrick's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, same for you, sir. Always sounding good into the repeater, if I can talk tonight. And appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, so let's give one more call here. Echo through Hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody, and it looks like we've got an Echolink station signed in here, so we'll pause for a moment and allow Echolink stations to check in. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
K4HR, good evening, Mike. If you will, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Break Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no roundtable.
4HR, I'd like to welcome Stephen to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, and Stephen's down in Greenwood, which again, I'll just throw out there, the Greenwood Ham Fest is right after the new year. I think it's scheduled for January 13th, which I think is the second. I'm looking at my calendar here real quick, if I can bring it up, but I think that's the second Saturday in January. Yeah, looking at my calendar, and again, it's a relatively short drive down there to Greenwood, and always a good ham fest, but just thought I would bring that up since Stephen signed in here. But Stephen, good to hear you, my friend. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papaw, Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Stephen, we'll look for you when we're down there. If everybody else will look for Stephen when they're down there, too. And if you're headed that way early in January. But Stephen, y'all definitely be safe. Have a happy, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hopefully we'll talk after the new year or maybe even face to face. But Stephen, good to hear you tonight, my friend. Stay warm. All right, looks like we have one more Echolink station. station. So before we move on, we'll give a final call for Echolink stations at the moment. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. Got a text message from Chan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ, via Echolink text message. So Chandler, got you checked in here, and appreciate you coming by and checking in via Echolink with us tonight. Definitely feel free to hang out on the Echolink node, listen if you want to, and if you want to come back in, just recheck with us, and we'll get back to you. All right, looking at the Echolink node, we've got all our Echolink nodes acknowledged here. So we'll go ahead and give one more call. Actually, I think we had finished up, but we'll give one more call for Echo Through Hotel before we move on. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. To finish the Echo Through Hotel group for the moment, but thought maybe there might be one or two still hanging out there. But we'll move to India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this air mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HR, hope you and your family are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mike, good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. And good. No panic, no comments.
For HR. Michael, thank you for being with us here tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
Cool. Again, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. In and out this evening, 4. 4 HR. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry and Piedmont, negative and negative.
Check-ins there for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Go ahead and acknowledge those check-ins, and we'll be back to check for additional check-ins after we acknowledge those check-ins, which I think I just kind of talked in a circle there. But up first, I'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4 JFO. And James is up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, looks like and sounds like we're headed for some cold weather, so you guys batten down the hatches and stay warm and safe up there, my friend. Definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by. Up next, we've got Sid. That's W4IOE, Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. And same for you, Sid. Definitely be safe and stay warm up there. Hope you and yours are bundled up, and over the next couple of days, they're saying it's going to get bad by the end of next week, but definitely appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us on a Saturday night tonight, and definitely good to hear you, Sid. Up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4 JBQ, and Larry brings with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4 MFK. And Larry, sounding good as always. Got you marked down for a few comments, so we'll be back to you here in the RAG2 portion, find out how things are going with you, sir. Up next, we've got Joe. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, KK4 JD. And Joe is over in Greer, so Joe, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we got Larry. That's Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE. And Larry's over in Piedmont, so Larry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call here for the India through Lima group before we move on. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Well, that long pause normally means we have everybody in that group, and checking the Echolink node, we've got everybody signed in there, so we'll move to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge control.
HR. in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, K-O-4-R-Y-P. That's Chad and Anna in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Mike. Thank you for calling the net, sir. And Merry Christmas to you, sir.
K-4, HR, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative.
Group of check-ins here on Saturday night for the Mike Through Papa group. First, I'd like to welcome Chad and his sweetheart. That's Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. That's Chad, and of course Chad brings his sweetheart, Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, K-O-4-R-Y-P. A couple of our other net controllers. So Chad, I appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us for a little while. And I'd like to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas as well. Thank you for the greeting for sure. I've definitely gotten in the habit over the last weeks. I've ended all my conversations with Merry Christmas, so good to hear that, sir. I forget that it's so close. I mean, it's next week, for goodness sake, so next weekend. But where is the time gone? It seems like we were just celebrating New Year's Eve, a lot like last week, it almost feels like. But definitely here for Christmas for sure. But, Chad, good to hear you, my friend. Definitely stay warm and safe, and we'll talk again soon. Up next, our friend Lloyd over in Simpsonville. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-Ray Bravo, K-O-4-P-X-B. So, Lloyd, sounding good into the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call before we move on down the alphabet. Mike through Papa, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control. That means we usually have everybody, so we'll move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR. Can Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
For HR. Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, W4TOA, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. I wish everyone here on the net a great holiday season. Have a great evening, everyone.
Oh.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no round table. Good evening.
The check-ins there as we move to the Quebec through Tango group. First, I'd like to welcome Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris is over in Liberty, so Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Grant. That's Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Alpha, W4TOA. Getting my letters backwards there, Grant. And Grant's over in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. And Grant, appreciate you coming by and for the holiday wishes as well. Hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. And definitely good to hear you and appreciate you stopping by with us on a Saturday night. And last but not least in that group, we've got Richard. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. And Richard's down in Greenville. So, Richard, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounding good into the repeater tonight. All right, we'll give one more call here for Quebec through Tango, and then we'll move on to the final group for tonight. Q through T, beginning in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
HR. KC4SKD Larry, and KG4AHS Rhonda. Both easily, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
All right, can you give me Rhonda's call one more time? I'm sorry.
Her call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra.
About that, I had the hotel in Sierra backwards, and I knew that wasn't right, so I appreciate it. So let me go ahead and acknowledge you here. Appreciate you having patience with me on a Saturday night. Up first, I'd like to welcome Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta KC4 SKD. And Larry also brings along with him Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And Larry, I'll do better next time, I promise. My fingers are getting a little tired and had those call letters transposed there, but definitely got it corrected here. So I appreciate you coming back and rechecking with me. Good to hear you into the repeater tonight. Sounding good. And hope you and yours are doing well. Stay warm and safe, and enjoy the holidays. All right, so we'll go ahead and move on down to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Hello, Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL. Leroy and Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening, all on the
HR. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
HR. Now, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Romeo, Foxtrot. That's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm trying to think the last time I got that many Uniform Through Zulu check-ins. Like seeing those Z calls. And anyway, up first, like to welcome Dan. That's Kilo Bravo 4, Zulu Victor Mike, ZVM. So, Dan, always good to hear you. Like the way the suffix of your call sign just kind of rolls off the tongue. Some are difficult, but yours is one of those ones that's nice to hear. So, Dan, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Again, Dan's call sign, Kilo Bravo 4, Zulu Victor Mike. So, Dan, hope you and yours are doing well tonight. Stay warm and safe, my friend. Up next, we got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, another one of our VEs. So, Leroy, it's good to see you this morning. Do that face-to-face QSO while we're doing the testing and stuff. And I appreciate you hanging out with us late this evening and come by and checking in with us. So, good to see you, my friend. Definitely stay safe, and we'll meet again probably next month, if not before. So, anyway, Leroy, have a good night, sir. Up next, we got Shane. That's November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. And Shane, always sounding good. Appreciate you checking in from over in Cleveland tonight. Probably a stone's throw from the repeater kind of, well, line of sight. But anyway, Shane, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And last but not least to that group, we got Aaron. That's Kilo, November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, KM. Marietta. So, Aaron, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Sounding good into the repeater on a Saturday night. All right, one more call here, and then we'll open it up to the big group. Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, beginning of the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Sir, please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern. Negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, Tommy, I couldn't close out the alphabetic groups without getting you checked in here, so I wondered where you were for that Uniform Through Zulu group. But anyway, Tommy, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Always good to hear you on Saturday night. Of course, Tommy's call K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, and Tommy's down in Southern Greenville County. So, Tommy, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to get you logged in here. All right, I think we've been through the alphabet one time, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls normally means we have everybody, so we'll give one more call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody for the moment, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of our net with periodic stops for additional rag chew or check-ins between rag chews. And looking up the log, I think I've only got one station signed in currently for rag chew, and that's KK4JBQ. That'd be Larry. So, Larry, it's a little chilly out there. I'll put a little salt on the stump, get that little coating of ice off of it, and sweep the dust off and pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir?
Good evening, Michael. KK4 JBQ. Yeah, yeah, a little salt on the stuff might help. Certainly in a week's time. I've been watching the temperatures like everybody, I suppose. And we got a pretty good lesson last night. Robert, I can't remember. Last two letters of his suffix is RR, bless his heart. And he gave us a really good lesson on falling temperatures, being safe, checking on our neighbors, checking on our plants, checking on our animals outdoors. So I won't repeat that except to emphasize that it's kind of important. Just spend 10 minutes out there. That's all I ask. And you'll realize that anything living out there is going to have a hard time. Yeah. I mean, without a coat and everything else, you know. It's quite chilly even now. But, well, the reason I wanted to chat was that Donna and I don't have any immediate family anymore, so we kind of reach out to others and call them godchildren, perhaps, or close neighbors, friends, things like that. We wrapped some packages today, and that was just the most fun. And one lesson I learned is that you never know what will fit in a box until you shove it in there and sit on it. You just got to sit down on it. A little compression always helps. And, wrapping Christmas presents is different in a real sense. It's different than wrapping a birthday present, a Father's Day gift or something, you know, Mother's Day, things like that. It's for a different reason. And so put a little love in every package you wrap. And, and what's in your world today, as they say?
HR with KK4 JBQ, the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Larry, yeah, you know, it's like you said, I think sometimes we forget about our four-legged friends and some of our two-legged friends, and you know, there's some animals that are built bred for this. You know, I see little memes on the internet where some of these huskies and Siberian I was thinking St. Bernard said Siberian, which is huskies, but, you know, those some of those dogs, you know, like you say, enjoy it. But there's some animals, I kind of think of them like me, you know, as long as I've been living in the South, I'm not acclimatized to, not accustomed to the cold weather anymore. You know, my wife likes to make fun of me because, you know, I grew up in Virginia, so she considers me a Yankee because I'm from further north than where I'm standing right now. But, I remember as a child being, you know, the winters being colder and having snow and ice on the ground. And down here, I can feel, you know, when I go out in the morning, I swear it gets 10 degrees colder each time I walk in and out of the building. But, I think I may have mentioned at one time we have some what we call neighborhood cats. I don't know if they were left by people that moved away and, you know, somebody just thought they were going to be taken care of. But our neighbor tries to do as much as she can. She puts a heat lamp out and a blanket and a little shelter for them. But sometimes the cats don't agree, and, they'll kind of push one or the other out. And but we have one that's a little black and white tabby, and she's been around, and, you know, she's kind of the queen of the street, so to speak. And so we make sure she's fed and taken care of. And there's two or three that, the young lady next door, she takes care of. She's gone so far as taking them to the vet, gotten their shots and their flea treatments and that kind of stuff. So, you know, she's an animal lover to the next level, and we love having her. We kind of kid her about being the cat lady all the time, but she loves them. She doesn't want anything to happen to them, but she can't take them in their house. And a couple of them, actually, they're not 100% feral, but they won't go inside. So they're definitely outdoor cats, but we worry about them on nights like tonight for sure.
But anyway, but she does the best she can, and we check on them and try and leave some treats out for them and treat them nice when we see them. But like you said, if you can't help, definitely it doesn't take that much to help out at all, and just kind of keep your pets and stuff in your thoughts and check on them. Same with your neighbors, and you know, like you said, Christmas time is always a good time to reach out a little bit. And you mentioned, you know, you had the family friends. I think I'd mentioned we have a family friend and we kind of watch their dog. Those two little girls that, for all intents and purposes, we kind of think of as our grandchildren. You know, we come and go and help them when they're sick, and you know, when their mom can't do something or hasn't able to babysit or pick them up from daycare, that kind of stuff. So we look forward to this time too, because you know, our children are grown, and it's just different. You know, the wonder in their eyes when you know, they see presents and all that kind of stuff. You know, we love our kids, but there's a special place for those. I think I told you we call them our pseudo grandbabies. But they don't know us different. They think they've got three sets of grandparents.
Char, KK4JBQ. You ended kind of suddenly on this end, Michael, and that's why the long pause there. I didn't know if you'd lost your grip on the mic. I do that sometimes, you know. You and I are talkers, and, you know, so you got your little timeout timer there, and I get it from time to time. But that requires a long, steady squeeze on the mic, and that's fatiguing. I've tried hand switches, you know, just wiring up a push button, and foot switches. There's nothing that works if you just have to physically press on it for 3 minutes. Yeah, this is a time of year. It is the time of year to reach out to other people. If you don't do it, and I know some do, just characteristically, some reach out all the time, and I admire those folks. But this is a glorious opportunity to adopt, sort of quasi-adopt, a child in the neighborhood and surprise them with something. A little something, you know. Just knock their socks off. Or, you know, maybe write a letter. I know that's something people don't do anymore, but think of what a special thing it would be, along with your Christmas card, to enclose, I said a letter, but even a note. You know, something in your own handwriting, something personal. These are the things that make this time of year special for me, and I just thought I'd introduce that topic. And maybe, Michael, if it's okay with you, if somebody else has something special they really like to do this time of year, if it's taking a meal to a neighbor, or finding a special charity that you just, you know, want to support, I don't know. If you want to, Michael, open the floor for anybody who has a special something that they like to do for people this time of year. I'd like to hear it. KK4JBQ.
That's definitely a good idea. And like you say, there's all kinds of little things. And everybody does seem a little bit nicer. I mean, I know, you know, if you listen to the news or watch TV or maybe listen to some of the reports out there, you know, you would think that everybody was at each other's throats all the time. But, you know, I've noticed we were at the store earlier today, and it was busy, but everybody just seemed to have a little bit more of a spring in their step, or, you know, just a smile and a kind word and, you know, you go ahead, I'm not in any hurry, that kind of thing, whereas normally it's the hustle and bustle. So that was kind of nice to see today, and a little bit refreshing for sure. But as Larry said, if anybody has something they would like to share as we move towards Christmas, the closer we get, I think this is a perfect opportunity over the next week. Maybe some of the other net controllers can do the same thing. But I'll go ahead and let it drop here. Come on and rag chew with Larry and I. So again, I'll open it up here if you just want to recheck, and we'll start the conversation.
AK4HR. Mike, please check in N0TR. November Zero Tango Romeo. This is Tom, and I'm in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Merry Christmas, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'll take that pause and acknowledge Tom's check-in there. November Zero Tango Romeo, N0TR. And Tom, I'm not sure why I always have such a terrible time getting the phonetics out. You know, you're used to hearing somebody's call the way they say it all the time. So I always hear N0TR, but for some reason it sounds different when I use the November Zero Tango Romeo phonetics. But anyway, Tom, I hope you and yours are doing well. I'm sure Miss Bernice has some all kinds of treasures cooking in the kitchen, or planned to be cooking in the kitchen. So you guys definitely stay safe and warm, and come back and check in with us again. And Merry Christmas to you guys for sure. Hopefully I'll hear you on the repeater over the next couple days. But, Tom, good to hear you. And, again, while we're here, we'll go ahead and open it up for any additional check-ins while we continue the rag chew portion with Larry. But any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call Alpha. Let me get my call. Let me just say, net control. Sorry about that. Like we have any additional check-ins or anybody that's currently willing to share anything. But like I say, you know, I remember years ago my dad doing things with some of the Kiwanis groups and the Boys and Girls Club, that kind of thing. I know volunteer opportunities at the hospital, and, you know, there's all kinds of things if people are looking to give back. And sometimes all it takes is time, you know, that kind of thing. And you mentioned, too, mailing a card with a little handwritten note. You know, I was talking to somebody last week, and, you know, I still try and send, if I remember. I'm really bad about birthdays and, you know, special events. But, you know, my mother-in-law sent her a card, and she lives right on the other side of town. We see her about every day, maybe every other day kind of a thing. But, you know, we sent her a birthday card through the mail, and you'd be surprised. You know, it's, I don't want to say it's the same thing as mail call in the military, but it's kind of along the same lines. You don't expect it anymore, I guess. So it's a nice welcome thing to just get a handwritten note from somebody with a nice sentiment or some warm feelings, if that makes any sense. But definitely understand that for sure. But again, I'll go ahead and pass it back over to you, Larry, see if we maybe drum up some other folks for the rag chew portion, but find out if you have any more comments tonight either.
AK4HR with KK4JBQ. Tom's not expecting this. Tom and his wife Bernice certainly not expecting this. But since you checked in, Tom, and I hope Bernice is listening, sometimes a kind word or a kindness, it goes a very long way with people. Tom and Bernice welcomed me into their home some years ago, treated me like a son. Bernice fed me like a king and made me so welcome in their home that I those two define the best of my experience with people. I recall before I knew really what a cue that he got from all over the world, and I tried not to let him see how astonished I was at what he had accomplished in the hobby, and he wasn't trying to set himself up as an example, but he became an example of a real fine operator, you might say. Every sense of every word. So, Tom, if you're listening, Merry, Merry Christmas to you. And all the best to you and Bernice. And with that, I suppose I've said all I needed to say and wanted to say, and Merry Christmas time to everyone. Michael, you have a good night, won't you? Get some good rest. And thanks for being on that control. KK4JBQ.
say, I think we talk about this all the time. It's always a pleasure when we talk on the radio. I need to do more of it, and of course I make that one of my goals for my resolutions for every year, and then still get that mic fried every time I key up. And I still still sort of blame Dave for setting me up as a net controller, because if he didn't do that, I probably wouldn't talk on the radio at all. But I listen a lot. I've got two ears and one mouth, so I still do twice as much, if not more, listening. But I had met Tom and Bernice years ago, the Friday night meetups at the Little Rebel, and I think we had some others around the area. And then, of course, COVID happened, and nobody could get out. And I haven't heard of any of them starting back up. And now with the resurgence of all that coming back, everybody's going back inside. So I hope we don't get back to that point. But hopefully we can start doing some more face-to-face meetups again. But Tom and Bernice definitely are good people. I hear Tom on the radio, and him and some other hams, and everybody's always talking about Miss Bernice's cooking. But I can, going back to the old days, the hee-haw where there was Granny's kitchen and she always listed what was cooking for dinner. That's usually what I hear when Miss Bernice is around with Tom talking. They're always talking about something she's cooking up in the kitchen. So again, like you said, excellent example of hams in the ham community and just reaching out and helping out. So again, definitely, Larry, appreciate you bringing that. I know we're not here for accolades and that kind of stuff, but it's always good to hear. Do it for the recognition. They do it to do it, and the recognition is always nice on top of it. But I'm sure you'll have some more stories as we move closer into Christmas. Larry, it's always, always a pleasure to hear your voice on the repeater, and definitely do it more. That's all I can say. I need to do the same. I need to take some of my own medicine and actually key up the mic a little bit more. But definitely, Larry, hope you and yours the best in this holiday season, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if we don't talk before then. But 73, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Comment.
WWZ, AK4HR. Was that you, Chandler?
Yes, sir, it was. KO4WWZ for station ID. I just wanted to make a brief comment because I heard you guys, talking about how hard it is to be out in the cold. I briefly left my station for a little bit to aid my mom, but so I didn't get to hear the rest of the conversation. But I just wanted y'all to be thinking about us construction workers and traffic controllers this season. It's going to be hard on us being out in the cold, and it'll be hard for me because my hands do not have all of my fingers, so wearing a pair of gloves is impossible. So I struggle to keep my hands warm when controlling traffic, and it can get very painful. And I just wanted to maybe mention that you'd be thinking about all of us road construction workers during the season. KO4WWZ.net control.
HR with KO4WWZ in the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, Chandler, I remember years ago standing watch in the Navy. Some of those military issue gloves they gave us were not warm. I don't know what they were doing. But so I can definitely empathize and sympathize with that a little bit for sure. Yeah, it's going to be tough for you guys over the next couple weeks. They've been calling for, I guess they, being like the Farmer's Almanac and the powers that be, have been saying we're kind of due for a cold winter. But, I think some of those Midwestern winters, I remember visiting my son when he was stationed out in Kansas. It's a different cold out there. But when it blows this way, it brings some cold with it that we're not quite used to, that's for sure. And definitely, you guys, construction workers, the guys that are out there, outside all the time, that have to work, police, fire, linemen, the people that keep our power on, the infrastructure folks, Yeah, definitely any of those folks out there. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, we drove back with my son from Kansas, and we got caught in a storm, and I remember standing on the side of the road trying to defrost the front windshield and chip ice off of it, and it was so cold, we'd drive 15 miles, and the windshield would ice up because it was foggy. It was like the weirdest weather conditions I had ever seen. The defroster was blowing as hard as it could, and the windshield wipers couldn't keep up, and, you know, about 10 or 15 minutes, it was so cold, the water droplets from the fog were freezing on the windshield. So definitely be safe and just kind of be safe and be careful so we can make it to spring. Over.
Roger, sir. Thank you very much.
Again, I appreciate the comment, sir, and we'll check on you soon, and definitely have a Merry Christmas in 73. We'll talk again soon. All right, so let's go ahead and see if we have any final check-ins here before we close out the net tonight and return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Sure. Penthouse, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack Rock Hill, South Line. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, Char, I'd like to welcome Jack from Rock Hill. Jack, you're making a good signal into the repeater tonight all the way over from Rock Hill. That's a good hop. But I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. And Jack, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Hope you're staying safe and warm, and definitely have a Merry Christmas. Hope to hear you again soon. All right, any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause normally means I have everybody, but I'm one away from 60, so I'm going to give one more call here, just in case there's somebody that's, again, slower on the mic than I am. Any additional check-ins before we secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause normally means we have everybody, so I'll give one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, please call AK4HR, net control. Additional check-in, stand by, I'll pass my net report, and then we'll secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. K4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with, again, our thanks for everyone taking the time to check in. Remember, do your best and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs. Come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.